This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
My sister, Sandy, and her husband, Gene, used to live in Pittsburgh. And one of the ministers of the church where they attended in Pittsburgh was a woman by the name of Carolyn. And occasionally, my sister would send me sermons of their ministers at their church, and I would get Carolyn's sermons occasionally, as she would speak maybe once a month. And I wasn't prepared for the story I was going to read about reconciliation. Here's what she wrote. She said, "Shortly before I was adopted at age 4 and a half, my natural mother remarried. My stepfather did not like me. And although he wasn't physically cruel to me, he went out of his way to make life miserable for me." Isn't that sad? He went out of his way to make life miserable for me. "For years afterward, I remembered my stepfather's hostility. Now, I remember, too, the fact that they had kept their infant son that they had together, but they gave her away." Isn't that interesting? They kept an infant son that her stepfather and her mother had together, but they gave her away to another family. "So one day when I'm 27 years old, that little boy, now a grown man himself, found me. He said that his father, my stepfather, had become a Christian and he was dying of cancer. All these years he had remembered his actions toward me, and now before he died he wanted to come and ask for my forgiveness, and he wanted to do it on Christmas Eve." Can you imagine the drama of that? Your stepdad wants to meet you, and here you're working at a church. "I want to come at Christmas Eve." She says, "All of the details of that night are still vivid in my memory. His coming, his asking for forgiveness, the change in him. But most of all, I remember the change in me," Carolyn says. "He had been remade in my memory. Spiritual surgery was complete. Starting over was now possible. Neither one of us really understood what was going on, but we didn't have to. There were still loose ends to be tied up, the questions left unanswered, the future still uncertain. And there was always the possibility of more pain and more hurt and more forgiving. But we had begun where we were." Now, I won't read all of that just to read this last sentence. Sometimes I'll use a story, and all the purpose of the story is just for you to hear the last sentence. That's what the deal is with this story. Here's the last sentence. "The grace to do this came from God. The grace to do this came from God, but the decision was ours." I find that interesting. God gave us the grace to do it, but God gave us the power to make the decision to do it. That's a word for somebody today. God's willing to give you grace to do something, to forgive somebody, but you need to make the decision. I need to make the decision. Do you follow me? You see, you don't have the capacity, and neither do I, to forgive people. You rarely hear a preacher say that. You don't have what it takes to forgive. I don't either. You never did have the capacity, and neither did I. It comes from God. He gives the grace. We make the decision. There is hope in the one who was born in Bethlehem. And there is hope in the one who came and said, "I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. I have come to bring healing. I have come to bring blessing. And everything that you call life, I'm the source of it. Everything you call life, I am the source of it. And his name is Jesus." Well, my guess is you may need to hear this message again. You have somebody that you know you'd like for them to hear the message. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.